It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has lifted the mask requirement for youth athletes who are fully vaccinated. Health officials have been under pressure to get thousands of people vaccinated to meet a deadline by Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who said that the state could fully reopen on July 1st as long as 60% of residents 16 and older were fully vaccinated. As of Thursday, 59% of eligible New Mexicans are fully vaccinated. The Elizabeth Whitfield End of Life Options Act becomes law today. New Mexico will become the 11th jurisdiction in the U.S. to allow residents to use medical aid in dying. Emily Guerra spoke to End of Life Options New Mexico board member Mary Kay Brady about this procedure to request medication that will lead to a peaceful death.
Who was Elizabeth Whitefield?
Elizabeth Whitefield was a very popular federal judge in the Albuquerque area for many, many years. And sadly, she became very ill with cancer. She testified at several sessions of the legislation process in attempting to gain approval for medical aid in dying in New Mexico. Sadly, she died in 2018 before this legislation was passed. Her husband continued working on her behalf.
And what does this legislation mean to New Mexico residents?
This is a marvelous piece of legislation that is evidence of the compassion of a large group of people in New Mexico. The law was signed by our governor on April 8th, and this will give people the freedom for another end-of-life option to end their intractable suffering from pain, from difficulties of just living. It will provide a procedure to request medication that can lead to their peaceful death. We are the 11th jurisdiction in the United States to have this law, and our law has taken the benefits of the other jurisdictions and made it easier for people to access.
Tell me about how this process got together with the legislature and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and others.
Well, this has been going on since 1995. In 2016, End of Life Options New Mexico was formed, a grassroots group with a steering committee of about 25 to 30 people. They were clinicians, they were social workers, they were John Q. public citizens, like myself, and we began assisting Representative Debbie Armstrong and Senator Liz Stefanik. It appeared in the legislative body several times, and in this year, we were successful. We were joined this time by our own local Senator, Carrie Hamblin, who supported the bill through the legislative session, as well as Representative Dan Hoffman Vigil. Out of this, the coalition now is disbanding, and we are forming End of Life Options New Mexico, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation that will continue this very important work. Our mission is to provide information and support for all end of life options, including medical aid in dying. This is just one more option for end of life. You know, COVID has really changed our attitudes about death and dying. We all faced it. Families all across the country have had to deal with death and dying with their family and friends. And so this is one more option for end of life. You know, we have the right to refuse treatment. We have the right to ask to stop treatment. We can do a process called VSED. That's an acronym. It means voluntarily stopping eating and drinking. We can deal with a palliative care physician and ask for palliative sedation. All of those are end-of-life options. Medical aid in dying is just one more option to ease suffering at end-of-life. Interestingly, when I talk about end-of-life suffering, for the people in the other 11 jurisdictions that have utilized medical aid in dying, very few of them are believing that it is a way to escape their pain. That's not really the reason. 96% say that they have a decreased ability to enjoy life. They have a loss of autonomy, a loss of dignity, and a fear of being a burden on their family, the loss of bodily control. Only 29% feel that it was to escape pain. I know one physician said that he knows his patient is ready for medical aid in dying when they say, "I'm just tired. I don't want to do this anymore."
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Mary Kay Brady at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.